Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 382. As always, any questions or feedback, please email Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org. So today I wanted to talk about one particular pasuk, one verse in Sefer Vayikra, a very well-known verse. The verse has three phrases. The verse says, in Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Zayin, Lo Sisna Es Achicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart, rather, Hocheach Tocheach Esam Yisacha, rebuke, you shall surely rebuke your friend. And finally, velosisa alav chet, and not carry a sin because of that. Okay, so there are three phrases in this pasuk, and the pasuk in the middle, at least, is focusing on the issue of rebuke, that we have an obligation to rebuke others for their wrongdoing, whether or not it's interpersonal wrongdoing, the things that they may have done to us or others, or they're between man and God wrongdoing. They didn't do a particular mitzvah, or we think they did it wrong. And so we're supposed to say something. We're supposed to speak up. So it sounds like this pasuk is supposed to turn us into very judgmental, very preachy people, but I'd like to perhaps discuss it from a different angle and explain these two phrases, how they were understood by Chazal and by Rishonim 1,000 years ago, to maybe spin it a little bit differently. So, for example, Gemara Bava Batzia says, "Ein li ela harav l'talmud, talmud l'rav minayin." How do you know that rebuke goes two ways? It's not just teachers to students, but it can theoretically go the other way as well, from a student to teacher. Talmud lomar hocheach tocheach mikol makom. Rebuke has this double expression of hocheach tocheach, thou shall surely rebuke, and to imply that it can go in multiple directions, not just top-down. The Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Ruach Chaim commentary on Pirkei Avos says, many people think, shemitzas tochacha lo nitzdavu ba rak harabanim behar darshanim. They're just, you know, people who are employed by the community who have this job. So the people who are like the rabbis or the preachers, the people in the community who have that role specifically. Avol ba'emes, he writes, he toos, that's a mistake. He mitzvah al kol Yisrael. Every Jew should be in this role. Every Jew should be in the role of preaching to others that their behavior might not be so good. So what does that mean? So the Gemara in Erechin explains, how do we know that if I see a negative type of behavior in my friend, I am obligated to rebuke the person? Shenemar, he quotes the pasuk, hocheach tocheach. Hochicha v'lo kibel. Let's say I do it, and it doesn't work. The person doesn't change. Minayin sheyachzer v'yochechenu. How do I know that I should do it again? Talmud lomar tocheach. Mikol makom. I should keep trying. Now, here's the important qualification, and that comes from the latter half of the verse, where it says, v'lo sisa alav chet. Yes, I should rebuke, but I should not bear the sin. What sin? So the Gemara says, yachal, I might think, afilu mishtan panim. I might think that I should rebuke the person to the extent that I embarrass the person. Hey, sometimes you have to get the job done, sometimes you have to make your point, and therefore I can say what I need to say in order to change the person's behavior. Says the Gemara, no, because lo sisa olav chet, you may not bear a sin due to this rebuke. And so the second part of the pasuk, the last part of the pasuk, I should say, the third part of the pasuk, explains, lo sisa alav chet, you cannot bear a sin by doing this rebuke. So, yes, there's an obligation for a lot of people to try to change the behavior of others, and to say things, to rebuke, but we have to be very careful how we do so. The pasuk itself tells us that we can't bear a sin by doing so. So the Chizkuni and the Sefer HaChinuch understand that really the entire pasuk is about not necessarily being preachy or judgmental, where you think or you, the goal is to display to others how you're better than them. Rather, look at the first part of the pasuk as well. Lo sisna es achicha b'lfavecha. One may not hate their brother in their heart. Therefore, hocheach tocheach hasam yisecha. So the simple reading would be, don't hate your brother in your heart. Let him know that you hate your brother. Says the Chinuch, says the Chizkuni, no. The goal over here is actually shalom and tova bein anashim. It is peace. It is goodness. He quotes the famous pasuk, v'chol derache ha-Torah derache noam. The ways of the Torah are pleasantness. The ways of the Torah are peace. How does this come and bring us to peace if we're going to be criticizing others? So they explain as follows. You know, when I see the behavior of others and I think they did this wrong and I think that they did that wrong, how could you have done this to me and how could you have done that to that person and how could you behave this way and ignore this mitzvah and this commandment? How can you do that? So really, lo sisna es achicha b'lvavecha, do not hate your friend in your heart. Don't be judgmental in your heart. Rather, bring it up Hochech tochech es hamisecha. Raise the issue. Talk to the person. Because what you might find, as the Cheskoni puts it, you might find ki hakol sheker. Maybe you made the entire thing up. You're the one who are judgmentally incorrect. The person had no intention to be doing what you thought they were doing. Or maybe they didn't do exactly what you thought. Or maybe there was an excellent reason or a super understandable context for why it was that they did what they did. And maybe they will realize, or maybe they'll fix it. And so the idea is not to create a disharmony between people by people being, judgmental of others, but rather to look ourselves in the mirror as we're being judgmental and realize that, hey, you know what? Maybe if I actually talk to the person about this issue, I'll realize that I'm the one who got it wrong. And so the first half of the pasuk implies that it's there to improve my relationship with them so that I think better of them. And then the end of the pasuk reminds us that if you are going to be rebuking, you have to be doing it with such care that the person never be embarrassed due to your rebuke. Now, this is not an easy thing. The Gemara already in Erechin tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Temihani yemiyesh bedar hazeh misheu de'a lehochiach. I'd be amazed if I'd find somebody in this generation, this is the generation after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, I'd be amazed if we could find anybody who knows how to rebuke. Pretty impressive in that time. Now, I don't know if it's gotten any better. And yet you would think that this law would go out of business, or maybe it would go out of style, but the Rambam does bring this halacha. It is theoretically possible. He talks about how we have an obligation to rebuke, whether or not it's Dvarim beino levein adam, things that have to do with people, or dvarim shebeino levein hamakom, things that have to do with God. In any event, you do have to rebuke. But he says very clearly, here's how you do it. V'yadabar lo benachas, speak calmly and carefully, ubalashon racha, and softly. V'yodio she'eno omer lo elo tavaso. It has to be so clear that the only reason you're doing this is for the person's good. And not just a good you define. Lahavio lechayeho olam haba. I'm trying to get you to the next world. I'm trying to make you more righteous, more holy, in a way that the other person's going to get it. The person has to believe in the same values that you do. They have to believe in the same positive outcomes that you do in order for this to be able to work. He says if he accepts it, great. If he doesn't, you have to rebuke the person again and again, like we saw in the Gemara, but again with the same conditions, with the same softness, with the same delicateness. And that is the goal of rebuke, and that's the methodology of how to do it. So we have a Gemara in Shabbos that says that this is a great responsibility we all have towards each other. Perhaps we can understand it as the Al-Sheikh does. He says that really we should see ourselves as all part of one large body. And when the hand is broken, the rest of the body is more sluggish. The rest of the body feels pain. And so we have to see when we rebuke others that we are really improving this collective because we feel the pain. It's not that I'm rebuking and trying to change the other. I'm trying to improve myself in the process. And when we do that and we take that responsibility, first of all, the rebuke sounds very different because the rebuke isn't any more about I am judging you, but we are doing something together. I'm including myself in the ways we ought to improve, the way we can improve each other, the way the collective can become better because of your actions and my actions as well. We have to see ourselves in that great group. The Gemara in Shabbos, though, says that we have great responsibility here, because kol mi she'ev shalimchos la'anshei beisa v'lo micha, a person who has the ability to protest behaviors that are in their household and does not, nispas la'anshei beisa, it's as if you are one of them. And now, that's good and bad, right? The reason I should be motivated to change them is because I am one of them. I should feel as part of the collective, but at the same time, if I don't, then I, so to speak, sink with the collective. He says even further, Hayachal limchos, excuse me, be'anshe iro ve'enu moche, one who is able to protest things going on in their city and does not, nispas al anshe iro, is also included with them, which shows you also the collective responsibility. Kol Yisrael arivim zeh bezeh, we say that there's a responsibility in the collective and I should feel that responsibility. And when somebody's doing something wrong, I should feel a responsibility for them. And also, I am one of them. I am suffering the way they are. And that changes the language of the rebuke. And then he says, even more amazingly, Gemara says, B'chol ha'olam kulo, even if somebody in the world that I can rebuke or I can try to change, or I can take responsibility for. Nispas al kol olam kulo. If I don't take care of it, I'm included in that sin as well. And finally, the Kli Yakar says this idea is actually in the pasuk itself. One Gemara had said, "Do not bear a sin by rebuking the person in a wrong way, where the person will be offended." But he says, "No, velosisa alav chet. Do not sin by not having done something. Again, when you can, in the way you can, in the most effective and sensitive and soft way possible, a person should take responsibility for our other body parts. Try in the most constructive and effective way possible to change those around us, because they're not just others, they are really a piece of us." Have a great day.